For WAMC News, I'm Jim Lavoulis. An organization dedicated to enhancing public access to the Hoosic River in downtown North Adams, Massachusetts, has hired a new executive director. Jason LaForest, a first-term city councilor, takes over for Al Beshevkin, who stepped in after Matthew Miller left the post. I spoke with LaForest about his role with the Hoosic River Revival.
In moving to a full-time executive director position, the Hoosic River Revival really gives some teeth to a very unique and exciting project for North Adams and the region in revitalizing the Hoosic River and returning it to the community, making it a major component of a revitalized economy in the Northern Berkshires.
And what is the latest plan from your organization regarding the Hoosic River in North Adams?
So we're continuing to work on an overall mission of naturalizing the river, revitalizing the river, updating flood control for the city of North Adams. We continue to work on a pilot project along the Route 8 Knollfield corridor. And we have some very preliminary designs also for other areas of the river along the North Branch and the main stem after the confluence of the North and South Branches near Brown Street in North Adams.
And for those who may not know, could you paint the picture for us as to what the current Hoosic River looks like going through North Adams, the areas that your organization is focusing on?
Sure. So the overall length of the Hoosic River in two branches is about 70 miles, emptying in the Hudson, just north of Albany. Because of some major flooding that occurred in the early part of the 20th century, the river was essentially removed from the city and replaced with broad concrete chutes that were designed to remove water from the city quickly. But unfortunately, it also removed the natural beauty and accessibility of the river to, both wildlife and the population.
Going forward with this idea of increasing the beautification of the river, increasing public access, what are some of the primary challenges that your organization and the ones other organizations you are working with face?
So I think cost is a major consideration, both in terms of removing and updating infrastructure. Additionally, because of North Adams' industrial heritage, there is also a consideration of mitigating pollutants that may be in certain parcels of land along the river. So part of my role as executive director will be to seek and initiate, legislation-specific funding, public and private grants, to enable the city to benefit from some of these great projects.
And for the plans that the Hoosic River Revival has laid out, is there any sort of cost estimate?
There are initial estimates for some of the component projects. Discussion of overall project is, perhaps $200 million, but that's actually a bargain compared to some of the costs that the Army Corps of Engineers paid in the 40s and 50s in constructing the original project.
And I know you mentioned that in your role, you will be seeking funding and legislation. Where does the current funding for Hoosic River Revival come from? I know there was some state money, if I have it correctly, at some point.
That's correct. So we've benefited from grants from the Department of Environmental Restoration from the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. We do also have a bond bill of approximately $9 million that we've just recently been able to recertify, and that will be good for another five years. So we will continue to work with the state and congressional delegation as well as public and private donors to initiate some of these designs.